Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Patron's Choice podcast for October. My name is Jay, and with me, I have an esteemed panel of podcasters from the Jay and Jack Network. First up from the broadcast, hot off their live election night show.
A week later.
Colleen!
Hello, welcome. Thank you to be here for letting me be here.
Thank you to be here. That's, okay, so next up is a person who's affectionately known as the fifth broad.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, it's the third, fourth, and fifth broads all in a row here.
And the founder and co-host of Owen and Brew's Barbecue, as well as the fan favorite host on Ramblecast After Dark. Matt, how's it going, Matt?
Welcome. Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. So good to podcast since Ramblecast After Dark is taking a break this week. So if you're a patron and you're waiting for that Ramblecast After Dark,
you're taking a well-deserved break after one straight week of it.
We're still counting the election results.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm glad we're already looking ahead to 2020 when we haven't literally finished counting the votes.
Well, they do consider the Ramblecast After Dark the Florida of podcasts. So.
There has been a number of Florida Man sightings on the Ramblecast After Dark. So,
Florida Man is probably my favorite. I mean, Atlanta is an amazing show, but Florida Man was just one of those jokes. Things from a show or just hits you out of nowhere because you're not expecting it. That's one of my favorites. Because at first it's like Florida Man. I was like, oh, it's freaking amazing.
And Florida Woman. I mean, it's an equal opportunity state. Mm-hmm. So there's just as many crazy Florida women out there.
That's very true.
That have hid things in places we don't need to talk about.
The choice of our patrons for this month was a favorite internet / game / app or website, right? Website.
It's whatever internet related thing. So that's what I've decreed.
Which I think that means Colleen won't let me pick my new Miss Pac-Man game.
I kind of was thinking that you would pick Miss Pac-Man.
Since Colleen hates arcade games for some reason.
I don't hate arcade games. I just don't want them in my house.
I don't know why it's so bad in your house.
Patrons, really?
What do you think? If patrons come over and hang out, do you like the arcade games in the house, or do you hate them?
Me?
Yeah, well, Matt. What do you?
You've been oh,
doing. Do you play the arcade games.
Well, the one arcade game that he's played here.
I would love to have an arcade game, but I'm pretty partial because there's one arcade game that I would pay dearly for. It's on my list of like if I won the Florida State Lottery, I would buy this. In a heartbeat, which is the original Star Wars arcade game where you get to fly the X-Wing, and it's really bad graphics, but man, I love hearing the voice of Obi-Wan say, you know.
Like, I think the graphics are really good. They're like vector art graphics, and it's kind of 3D. Like, considering it came out in like 81 or something like that.
Yeah. But I want the chair, the one that you sit in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The sit down, you have the speakers behind your head right there, and you hear Obi-Wan's voice come across after you've blown up the Death Star.
One was on Craigslist or something. I had to sit down with a stand up one, and then that might be a future if I ever find one for cheap. That might be a future.
I'm not trying to get you in more trouble.
No, it's on my list. I think that's a top 10 arcade game. The original Star Wars game.
It's pretty cool.
I think it's a good
game. How much does this game cost?
Like good condition working, you're probably $2,000, $3,000. I wouldn't buy it for that. Like, any of my games for full retail price. FYI.
So what?
This is great podcasting right now because I'm just giving Jay the death stare. It's instinctual. Like, I don't even know what to say.
Anyways, I'm with you, Matt.
Thanks. And
come upon one for cheap. I'll give it to you as a gift.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. And if any patrons out there,
a podcasting bonus 1 year.
Sure. Yeah. Just don't pay me. Just get pay me in the video arcade.
Well, would your wife get mad if you came home with one of those?
No, she's
a nice wife.
Yeah. For the most part. Yeah.
Okay, the Ms. The Tron you bought without telling me, and the Ms. Pac-Man just literally appeared one day.
I told you I was picking it up.
No, you didn't. You said, "Oh, look at this thing."
I said,
"How would you feel if I got this? It's really cheap because it's broken. It's like a quarter of what it retails for." Like, we don't need another arcade game.
More like 1/6. And you didn't.
I said we don't need another arcade game.
You weren't a firm hell no. So I was like, that's a yes.
I wasn't a yes. I wasn't even a tentative yes. I was a hell. Yeah. I wasn't a hell yes. I wasn't anything.
And I knew it's perfect because it's a cocktail, so it's shorter, it's smaller.
Yeah. So.
And she, so I want my Tesla. As I was going to get it and bring it in the house and see if she would even notice it was.
I did notice.
She didn't. Right on top of it.
No, I was coming out of the guest room in the back,
which is,
and
like
I was just like,
where it is.
And I just looked, and I was like, "What the hell is that doing there?"
Huh. Well, fast forward 10 years from now, when Jay's selling arcade games.
That's my job.
as a full time job, and
eventually, like, maybe we redo the garage, and then I'll make my side of the garage like a full on arcade. That would be pretty cool.
Yes, but then where will the cars go?
I don't know, in the driveway or driveway, big driveway.
You don't get a lot of snow down there, so you know, it's like, it's really only the garage is for. It's for snowy seasons.
No protection.
Boy, I feel like I got caught in the middle of a spousal kind of discussion here.
Well, I mean, I don't like that we have arcade games. I do think that they're big and ugly, but I realize that there are battles to pick and choose, and this is,
if you know, I keep other big ugly things around that I don't really want to keep around.
James,
I'm not justifying that one with an answer.
For those that are not seeing the live feed, Jay just ducked his head a little bit to the side, like waiting for something to be thrown.
Waiting for the punch.
Yeah.
No. But anyway, it'll be fun for anybody that comes out to the patrons weekend, or just extra podcast weekend. It's not.
No, it's all podcast weekend, and it will be the first weekend in May this year.
It will be. But I put up a leaderboard in the game room, so a challenge is thrown to get your name on the leaderboard to knock me off.
It's going to be a tough one. So
it'll be a tall order. Tall order come May.
Yeah, because anyway, you'll have 9 months of practice ahead of you.
Well, they may be just really good at it. I don't know. Dennis seems to be really good at Galaga, so he knows.
So do you play any, just to segue, do you play any online games, like on your phone?
I play apps on my phone. I do play games on my phone.
I get really addicted to them, so I can't have them on my phone. Like, if I put a game on my phone, it is a solid month in which I will play that game nonstop until the point where I'm like, that's it. I have to delete this. I cannot.
I used to play a game on my iPad. I guess I'll kick it off here.
Well, I want to say the rules. So
okay.
We each get to pick one thing. That's a website, an app.
Okay.
And we're going to go kind of round robin.
Oh, we're going to do that way. Okay. Because I was going to name a podcast.
I mean, that could be your website. Let's just say that.
No, I got a website.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can sub one out. That's fine.
We'll see. We'll see how it is. I mean, I can think of things. I'm a living human.
And then we'll go round robin. Why don't we do a game?
Where's Robin at?
Man, this is the one podcast Robin has never appeared on.
Okay, that was a bad dad joke.
Okay. Do you want to get started, Jay?
I thought Matt was getting started.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, I'll start with
backwards in order of broads, reverse order. So Matt, Jay, Colleen.
Yeah, I'll start with that was my backwards music. I guess I'll start with an app. It's really tough to choose because I have a couple apps recently that I've been using. Oh man, what? The toss up. Yeah.
What's the one that what's the game that you got lost in the most?
I haven't played a game in a while, so I won't even go with that. But I will say that there's an app called Seek by iNaturalist. It's basically if you like Pokemon Go, but you're not a Pokemon Go fan. It is basically Pokemon Go for the nature lover. You can take pictures of plants, insects, birds, different mushrooms. I know that there's many people out there, including Jack, if he was actually listening, that would just be like boring. But it's kind of cool though, because you can identify certain things and then you earn badges as you go. So there is a little bit of a reward system there. And so if you're like me, my family, we go on kind of, you know, not daily, but, you know, every week we're out on walks and hikes and, you know, you see different plants or trees or whatever. And it's a way to kind of identify, you know, hey, what is that? What is that weird bug? You know? So, and yeah, you earn badges. So
like the most perfect app for my dad, Jay.
Does it use the Ingress engine? Like Pokemon Go does?
No, I don't.
How do you know Ingress, the game that like Pokemon Go is based off of?
No, it doesn't. It's more like you take a photo and it analyzes that photo.
I will put everybody's choices in the show notes. So if anybody's listening to this and wants to reflect back upon what we've recommended, you can go into the show notes and look. So Matt, what was the name of that app?
The app was called Seek. So it's just S-E-E-K.
So. Okay. Okay, cool.
All right, I think now it is my turn. App. Game. I'm going to go with game. There's a lot of games on the iPhone that I've played over the years, over the past decade or whatever. You know, some of my favorites, like Flappy Bird. Flappy Bird was amazing for the month before he killed it.
I forgot about that game. Oh, my God.
But one that I kind of always play and kind of keep coming back to, well, one is there's one called Balls, which is a great game. Kind of like a breakout, like Atari breakout, but just keep progressively getting tougher and tougher and tougher. A lot of the games I like, this one's just kind of, you just, it's a classic game concept, but it kind of just makes you keep going and keep going. There's no end to it, and it keeps increasing difficulty.
Explains your arcade obsession.
Yeah, like that too. It's just like patterns and just like how do you get it right? It's an adrenaline rush. I love that. And then another one, Flappy Bird. Not Flappy Bird. Just crap. What is it called? Crossy Road.
Oh yeah.
Crossy Road.
What was the first one?
First one is Balls.
Okay. We could have more, because I would totally have said more.
Yeah. My honorable mentions.
Okay. All right.
If you want to name more, Matt, you name more. I'll throw them into the show notes.
Okay. And then I'm going to favor. So, yes.
All right.
Balls.
Balls.
Very addictive. I'm currently playing the same game for a couple months now.
I've been playing Balls for a long time. I didn't even know it.
Crossy Road is another one of those. It's basically the Frogger concept, but you just kind of keep going until eventually you die. really good game, though. Really good. So good that they've actually made it into an arcade game that you can play in arcades now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But my favorite of all time is a little game called Lux Deluxe. And it's actually been on computers and all that kind of stuff. Basically, it's a version of Risk. But what's great about it is they have a bunch of different maps, maps that have even more like create, like there's like one for the Civil War, or one for America, or one for Japan, or one for Great Britain. Or you have the classic kind of a whole world map. And what's neat about it is, one, I love Risk. I love the game, but sometimes the one drawback to Risk is just like rolling the dice. So once you get to the part where you have big armies, like rolling the dice for each time you're trying to, if you kill one of their armies or not, you kind of just like hold down and it does it for you, or it does it very quickly. So the game goes by a lot quicker, but it still has the same level of strategy. And then all the different maps you can add to it. Also, if you're, you can make the AI really difficult if you want to. I think it's a really fun game and one of my favorites that I've played for in one form or another for 15 or so years. So Lux Deluxe.
Cool. Hmm. Very cool. So I guess it's my turn. I'm going to talk about this app that I just discovered called Snapchat. No, not really. I've been looking at my phone, and honestly, every app pretty much that I have is something that I use for practicality, like the movie theater app where we purchase movie tickets through, or the Southwest app where I check in for flights. So I realized that I actually am kind of boring when it comes to apps. But if along the lines of, I think the closest that I can get is there's this cool app called Vlogit. And what it does, and I think this is like a public service announcement for everybody out there, that if you take a video on your iPhone and you take it in landscape, it doesn't play back in landscape, right? Well, this will actually take it and you can flip it so that it'll actually play in landscape, so you can play it on your TV or whatever if you wanted to. I happen to think that is a very handy thing to have because I take all of my pictures in that. My favorite photo editing app, I love Camera Plus, and that's like, you know, my one, but I feel like everybody already is into Camera Plus, but definitely check that out if you haven't. But I like this one called Facetune, and it's because I go in and I take out all the dark circles under my eyes, so that's why I look so bright and fresh in all of my pictures. And sometimes I whiten our teeth and Jay hates it.
I know, because I was like, that's not my teeth.
I know, and then I'll undo it.
Like, that doesn't look real.
But
teeth aren't supposed to be platinum white.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. But yeah, I mean, everything else I use is basically practical. Oh, okay, here's one. I have an app called Receipt Pal, and you take pictures of your receipts and send it in. You get points, and then you get gift certificates. And, you know, I save them all up. I do it, like, once a week because I go through and I'll, like, take a Sharpie at my desk because I do it every Tuesday, actually. Like, my routine at work on Tuesdays is to make the post saying we need to get – feedback for the broadcast. Then I'll like write in my little notebook stuff to talk about on the broadcast, and then I'll go to the receipt stuff and like I'll Sharpie out if my name is on it or the last four of my credit card, because really they just want the information like where you shopped and like the date and the time, because they'll like show you what, I don't know, whatever. It could be stealing my identity, but we're okay so far. Anyway, Receipt Pal. Those are my recommendations for apps.
Nice. All right. Go ahead, Matt. Yeah.
I'll just tag on to what Colleen said with my honorable mentions, because I am a very practical guy as well with my apps. And one that relates to Colleen's shopping app is I use an app called Our Groceries. And it's very convenient because both Denise and I have it. That's my wife, not my lover.
Well, she's not even your lover?
Well, I meant my, you know, anyway. No, I don't know. I'm just, for those of you listening, I am very faithful to my wife. But anyway, we both use this Our Groceries app, and it's very handy because we can share and put stuff on there. And so,
awesome.
Yeah, and you can kind of create lists too. So like I have a list on there for just the hardware store, or we have a list on there for just Costco. Then we have our like even Christmas lists, so that, you know, we can kind of cross things off as we get them, and there's not duplications. And for the comic book geek out there, I have been using it's kind of a boring app name, but it's CLZ Comics, and it's an app that helps me keep an organization of all of the comics that I buy, because I buy weekly, and as many of you know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So it's an easy way for me to keep track of those back issues that I don't have. And if I'm ever out and about and I'm like, oh, do I have that one? Because I have over 600 comics. It's easy enough for me to look through it. It's, you know, it's very handy.
I haven't been in my sub box in a while at my local comic book shop.
I just downloaded the groceries app. Thanks.
Sure. Yeah. So it doesn't take up a lot of space either. So, but very convenient. So
cool.
All right. I think, Matt, it's back to you for the
website. Website. Well, I don't really have a website to share, but as many as what I have for apps, I guess. But there is one website that I'll give a shout out to. I was very excited to hear that season 2 of Mystery Science Theater 3000 is coming out onto Netflix. So of the new reboot. And for any of those fans out there of the show, there is a website called clubmst3k.com. It's actually club/mst3, the number k.com. And this website I've been going to for a long time. In fact, when I went through a huge rewatch of all of the episodes, and there's a ton, there's like over 200 shows, you know, that they've done. This website is great because it organizes all of the episodes and includes links to where to watch those for free. So whether it's YouTube or whether it's on Netflix, wherever that might be, you can also, you know, create your own user on there. There's chats, there's ways that you can connect with other MST3K fans. I know this is more of a deep cut into the geekdom, but it is one of those websites that I really enjoy going to, because again, it organizes a lot of these episodes that, you know, for the geek out there that's like, oh, or the completionist that you're like, you have to see every episode. So I go to that website quite a bit. So, that's my one website that I'm going to share. Sorry, I don't have any other websites that I, so.
Mine's somewhat in a similar vein. That's entertainment related. My website is a blogger / podcaster that I have been following for since 2001. So how long is that? Or 2001. So
17 years?
17, 18 years. So almost 20 years I have followed this writer more recently podcast. And his original blog was called X Entertainment. Which was really about just random pop culture stuff from the 80s and 90s that you'd be like, oh, I remember that. Oh, why can't we? I wish there was Ecto Cooler again. So it would document all these things. And then after over a decade of that site, he kind of got sick of it and wanted to start over. So he started Dinosaur Dracula, current incarnation. So dinosaurdracula.com. is where that website exists now, and he does things like Halloween countdowns and Christmas themed things, and he sells these packs of like nostalgia of different, you know, random tchotchkes from the 90s and 80s. And he also hosts a podcast called Purple Stuff Podcast, which outside of our own podcast, probably my favorite podcast. And he does, that's a co-host with The Sexy Armpit, which is another kind of pop culture nostalgia blog. But yeah, dinosaurdracula.com. If you love, you know, pop culture nostalgia driven stuff, like, oh, I want to see old commercials from the early 90s, or I want a blog post about somebody opening up a pack of shark bites from 1990 and eating them to see if they're still good, or open up a can of Chef Boyardee from 1989 and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And see what it looks like, or a cereal box, or whatever, like,
or the JCPenney's Christmas catalog. I'm looking at the website now. That's very cool.
And yeah, so it's the writing's very good and funny, it scratches that nostalgia itch for those that are nostalgic and are from Matt and I's generation. I don't include Colleen because she didn't anything fun.
I absolutely did. What?
You went to Sesame Place and went camping.
I love Sesame Place, okay? I can't wait to take my children there.
Sure. Anyway, Colleen, you're up.
All right. So, my two websites, well, they're in the same vein. They're both entertainment, culture based websites. But they skew along the political lines as well. You'll get a lot of left-leaning political commentary from the editorialist there. But you'll also get things like, you know, fashion pictures and post-show award show coverage and the British royals or royals in general, like news. You know, just it's a whole bunch of stuff like that. The first one is called Celeb Bitchy. C-E-L-B-I-T-C-H-Y. And again, it's just snarky commentary on like just celebrities and politics and whatever else. I happen to enjoy their commentary on different things. But again, you know, if you don't want like, you know, I'd steer clear of some of the posts if you don't want like some of the like more in your face kind of opinions on things. It's run by all women, I think. And, you know, they're feminists and they're very funny though. And I really like their perspective on things. And I love the commenters there too. Because you know how like there are some blogs where like the comments actually kind of make it? That's one of them where I really enjoy hearing the opinions of their thought out opinions of people that comment there. There's not really any trolls because they're pretty on top of banning anybody. And then the second website is called, it's another one in the same vein. It's called Pajiba, P-A-J-I-B-A. It was established, you know, in the early 2000s as a political blog, but, you know, then has now expanded. They cover film reviews and TV shows. For some reason, they still cover Supernatural every week, which, you know, makes me laugh because I haven't seen Supernatural in several years, but I like to keep up on it now through them. Anything like on the Netflix kind of stuff, politics, social media things, they'll have industry related topics, celebrity topics, think pieces, and then random miscellaneous things. So yeah, they have a lot of different categories that they cover as well. And yeah, if you're looking for a way to pass the time throughout the day, give those two sites a try. If you know you're looking for some snarky entertainment commentary. So thanks. Those are mine.
All right, Matt, you're up for, I guess, did you do game or app first? I don't know. I did game first. I guess I messed it up. But
I don't really have a game. I'm not sorry. I mean, I get into a game and it consumes me. Wild carded up. I know that Colleen has a podcast to share. I will go ahead and share a podcast that my kids love. So you're looking for a really great kids podcast, Wow in the World. My kids go crazy about this show. It's an NPR produced show that explores science. The hosts, there's two hosts, and you know, they bring a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of kids stuff. So, you know, sometimes they'll mention body humor, you know, and intersplice that with some real science facts. And explain it in a way that the kids relate to it. So it's a short 20-minute, 30-minute podcast, something that my kids go to all the time. So I highly recommend that. And I guess for the adult that's out there that wants something a little bit more intellectual, I would recommend Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History. Absolutely love this podcast. Mind-opening kind of stuff as far as the way that he looks at history, breaks something down in history and how we perceived it at a certain time and gives a new twist on it. So he's a writer I think he wrote Blink and Tipping Point were two of his more famous books, but he does the podcast Revisionist History. So highly recommend that one if you're wanting something a little bit highbrow or a little bit podcast that makes you think. So anyway, those are my two.
Definitely do not go with any of ours if you want podcasts that make you think. No.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just produced in a way that, you know, he breaks down something from history. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. My pick, let's see, I did game. Website now app for me I'm going to go with the Weight Watchers app. Great kind of life food management application that for somebody that is not a diet fan or whatever fan, it was really easy to follow. And I lost nearly 40 pounds.
And you look great.
System. So for anybody out there that maybe has struggled with trying to have a healthier lifestyle, maybe a more healthy relationship with food, I highly recommend the Weight Watchers app. It does cost money. I think it's like 14. Well, you can find
it's
different
like 17
deals,
bucks a month.
But you can
month.
Find deals that are like around $15 a month. And it works. It really works. And it's not, I'm not trying to be hokey or salesman-y.
And it shows too, because I remember I hadn't seen you for a while, and I was like, oh, Jay looks different. I can't tell if it's the hair or.
No, it's just I'm not eating as much, and I ate a metric ton every single day. So I'm having a more healthy, not that I was like extremely overweight or anything, but.
Everything in moderation. So good for you. So
that's my app recommendation, Colleen.
All right. I'm torn because I have podcasts, but I could also talk about games. But no, I'll do podcasts because I can speak about those. So a couple of podcasts real quick that I do want to shout out. I've been touting this on the broadcast for weeks now. And in case you don't listen to that and did not hear this, you need to listen to the show In the Dark. The second season is especially very good. Jay has listened to it. I think you can back me up here, right?
Yeah.
It's great. Sorry, Jay has got the handheld, the webcam, like holding it in my face right now.
I thought it was, I was on an episode of BSG or early seasons of The Office. So.
But no, I think In the Dark is great. I would definitely recommend because I think a lot of people fell off of it, but Serial season 3 is incredible. I highly recommend checking that out if you are on the if you're on the fence about it. I can only imagine what Matt is seeing. Are you
at one point I was seeing this.
I can't see. Yeah. But okay. If you're into this genre, there is a podcast that Wondery does called I Survivor, and it interviews different women each week and talks about just the ways that, you know, they've overcome some pretty effed up S in their life. it's a good listen. It's kind of inspiring. I mean, you know, there's also Matt, you can get behind this Mysterious Universe if you're into that kind of stuff.
What's your main picker? Because you're going through a lot of different stuff here. You got it.
Okay, and then finally, I'm going to end with a new podcast called The Dream, and it talks about it's a deep dive into MLMs, and it's just a fascinating look. But my main pick would be In the Dark with Serial as my first runner-up. Season 3. Man, I didn't write any of these down while I was talking, so now I got to go back and figure out what I'm putting in the show notes.
Oh, man. So there you have it. Our recommendations for you, our listeners. I got to get this camera back. Sounds like too much. There we go. Just too much for me to take. Love that shame. Yes.
You want to just do a karaoke for the rest of the minutes?
My voice is still recovering from the carpool karaoke we were doing at work on Thursday.
You kind of sound like a sober version of Jackson Maine.
Aw. if you guys haven't seen Star is Born yet, bring the tissues.
Bring the tissues.
I can't listen to the song without getting teary-eyed or any of the songs without getting teary-eyed or see a trailer.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna see the new one until I've seen all of the other versions.
No, go see
no,
the new
no,
one.
No, 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 no. Don't do that. That's silly.
Not only that, but there's like 20 other movies.
Yeah, no, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Definitely go see it though. It's really good. I'm gonna talk about it on the broadcast. in.
Has anybody seen Bohemian Rhapsody yet?
No, not yet.
No. Okay.
I gotta see Fantastic Beasts.
Oh my god, it looks so good.
I know, Jay. Do you want to see it this weekend?
Yes.
That's what I was starting to ask you when Alex spilled the beer. I never got to ask you.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Alex has the same affinity for the beer arts as Colleen.
Not really. He just likes to grab things because he's 9 months old.
Anyway, all right. Well, that will do it for this Patron's Choice show. Thank you to our patrons, all of the ones at the $5 or more level, plus any patron, but especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial. Wait, not Molly Millennial anymore, right?
Maggie the Magnificent.
Maggie the Magnificent.
But thanks anyway, Molly.
You're still very important to us. Maggie the Magnificent. Ed, the creepy mailman, mail letter carrier.
Mailman, Joanne with a plan.
And is there any other ones that I miss any?
Maybe JP the ass man someday. Depends on what he gets for Hanukkah.
Okay. All right.
It's exciting. All right.
I know. We will see you back here in a couple of weeks for the November 1, which we are determined to do in November.
We got goals. We're starting our New Year's resolutions early.
Yeah, I feel like we make these same resolutions every 6 months. But stay tuned, though. There might be a little holiday special Parkgate coming for all the patrons. A one-off. It might have gotten planned today. I forgot to tell you about it, Jay, because Alex spilled the beer, and then everything I was going to tell you got completely thrown off.
You keep saying spilled the beer, and I keep thinking spilled the beans. So,
no, he just straight up at dinner, just straight up spilled it
all over himself, all over me, all over his high chair, all over the floor, all over the carpet, all over the chair.
And all over this podcast.
All over this podcast. It was my beer and I didn't get any of it.
But you know
nor
what?
Did I get any of it on me.
If we have to look at the silver lining, at least it wasn't spilt on any of my beautiful arcade.
Meh. All right. Goodbye.
All right, everybody, bye. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Great show, guys. One in a million.
The scale would be less in this one. Or more. Yeah.
Three in a million?
Five.